Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, I am still on my book tour, which I'm absolutely loving, and it means the world to me to be able to show up in these rooms with all of you and see how the book is impacting your life and really what you guys are loving about the book. And honestly, this is a massive dream come true. And just with all of the different things that come with traveling and touring, I have had to do some massive perspective shifts. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is changing the way we view things. And I know that in the rooms that I'm showing up in and speaking in, so many of us are feeling the exact same way. And when I ask people what's stopping them from truly connecting and having the relationships that they want, we have to first start looking at how we are viewing connecting with other people. How are we viewing relationships with other people? How are we viewing relationships with females? How are we viewing trying to make friends? It's all about what perspective we're looking through that we first have to look at before we can ever make any change in our lives. So there's a quote that I love by Wayne Dyer, and it says, "If you change the way you look at the things you look at change." And I really believe that sometimes in order for things to change, we have to change how we're viewing them first before they can ever change, no matter how much physical work goes into whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's you are trying to change your body, whether it's you're trying to change your job, whether it's trying to change something in your life, whether it's trying to change something in your environment. You first have to shift how you feel about it internally, right? And then you also have to start doing the work after that in order for it to show up in the physical. But it's first a perspective shift before anything else can happen. And I'll tell you that when I first thought about going on the road to go on this book tour, traveling used to get me super, super verklempt, like really out of sorts, out of whack. I'd feel awful. I was like, oh my God, how am I ever going to make it? I'm not going to have enough energy. This is going to be so hard. I'm an introvert. How am I going to make it in the room? How am I going to get through all the pictures? And honestly, I thought, okay, first of all, this is your dream to be on the road and meeting all of these incredible women and be in these amazing rooms, having this awesome conversation that you've always dreamt of. And because of my perspective, I was stressing myself out before it even happened, right? I was stressing myself out, exhausting myself, losing my energy to something that didn't even exist because of my perspective. So this whole trip has been about shifting my perspective into how I actually want to feel. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is so incredible. These are the women who feel the exact same way as me. These are the people that this book is actually touching and affecting. This is my exact tribe. This is my dream come true. And whenever I start to feel tired or whenever I would start to feel exhausted, I would switch my perspective and just notice how much energy would come into my life, into my body, just by simply shifting my perspective. And back to the question that I ask all of the women in the room when they first, when we first get started talking on the book tour, and that's, what lenses are you looking at female relationships through? Because we all desire tribe, we all desire this deep connection, but if we're looking at female relationships as exhausting or hard or challenging or you know, they're going to hurt you if you get too close to them, then of course we're never going to find the women that we want to connect with, no matter how many awesome women come our way. And we're never going to be able to put our walls down and connect vulnerably if these are the lenses that we're looking through. So today, no matter what it is in your life right now that you're feeling anxiety around or you're feeling challenges around, I want you to get really, really honest with the perspective and the lenses that you're looking through first. Because the first thing that you can do, one of the most empowering steps that you can take, is to change the lenses and see how you could make it easier. So if you're viewing that workout that you're about to go do as hard and as torture, that you have to torture yourself to get this fit body that you want, I'm going to challenge you just to look through a different lens. How could you go and just make it easier? How could you go and just move your body and do whatever you wanted to do in the gym or wherever, whether that's even just instead of going to the gym, going for a walk, and make it fun that day and start shifting your perspective about, it's not about abusing yourself into being fit. It's about loving yourself into being fit. So what's a loving way that you could go move your body that could be a little bit more fun for you today? You know, it's summertime. Maybe you could go canoeing. Maybe you could go stand up paddle boarding. Maybe you could just go for a walk and really get into deep gratitude and just get really present out in nature somewhere. Just do something or shift your perspective into, maybe this doesn't have to look one way. Maybe I could look at this through a different set of lenses and there could be a different way and I could feel differently about it, right? Especially in relationships. So often we try to change people in our relationships and the relationship will never change as long as we're trying to change them. We have to change the way that we're approaching it and the way that we are looking at that person. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, did that person change or did I just change the way they're looking at them? So this is one of the quickest ways to take the life that you have and start watching it transform in front of your eyes. And I know some of you are like, oh yeah, that sounds real easy. Like all I have to do is change how I'm thinking about it. But this is the beginning of how you actually change your life. It's how it works. And it's your choice if you want to stay in the disempowering thoughts. It's your choice if you want to continue to look through those lenses that are holding you back. If you're looking through the lenses of I can't or that's hard, that truly is your decision. And we get to change that in an instant. And I'm not saying it's going to stay that way or it's going to be easy, but we always can go back and choose to change the way we're looking at it. So I'm just going to close one last time on that beautiful quote that Wayne Dyer says. And it is, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I'm so grateful for you always. And you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.